There was a little turtle. Can you get your turtle with me? Here's his shell, and here's his little head. Here's how it goes. There was a little turtle. He lived in a box. He swam in the water. He climbed on the rocks. He snapped at the mosquito. He snapped at the flea. He snapped at the beetle, and he snapped at me. He caught the mosquito. He caught the flea. He caught the beetle, but he didn't catch me. This story also has an accompanying YouTube video, which you are more than welcome to share with your families. And I actually use this finger play with all of my students, and I have a tendency to do it pretty similar with all of the ages. For the toddlers, I'm mostly demonstrating this for them. They may be able to do a little wiggle of their thumb to do the turtle, but for the most part, they're listening to my language. But they love when we get to the snapped part. They will take their hands and try and coordinate the claps there, and then doing this big motion of taking our wide fingers and then making them really tight and really small when we catch the different characters in the story is great for working on that fine motor skills and finger independence and things like that. For the older students, I will spend a little bit of time explaining how to make the turtle in the beginning, putting him in his shell and wiggling his head, just to give them the idea of developing the fine motor skills of that finger independence. But the thing that I love most about this chant is its musical benefits. As you've already heard, it does not have a melody, it's just the rhythmic speech. But the coordinating of the hand motions to the specific words in the song are a great activity for developing a sense of steady beat. And the reason that this kind of emotion is so much better for developing a sense of steady beat than doing, for example, smaller claps or tapping your knees or tapping your shoulders or things like that is because there's a huge sense of anticipation of getting your hands to align and coordinate right when that word comes in the story. He snapped at the mosquito. He snapped at the flea. And if you listen especially carefully to the beginning when I introduce the chant, I actually go out of the meter a little bit. The beginning is pretty steady. There was a little turtle. He lived in a box, right? So you could probably tap along to it. And then I deviate from that a little bit when I get into the he snapped at the mosquito. Because to me, the more important part is finding exactly where my hands are going to come together on that word. So I draw it out for a long period of time. And I will do that especially with the preschoolers and pre-K. The preschoolers will have a harder time of getting that coordination right on the word, but a lot of the pre-K students, especially if they've had this experience leading up to it and had other activities like this in songs, will have more success with finding that. And it's certainly not anything that I will point out as right or wrong. Your hand was not on the word snapped. It's all in modeling and having them imitate my behavior. So we do it with both arms for the snapped. He snapped at the mosquito. And then we do it with smaller fine motor when we do the he caught the mosquito. And in that case, there's nothing to hear there, right? So here we can hear a right or wrong. He snapped at the mosquito. If it doesn't align, you can hear it. But when you do the he caught the mosquito, he caught the flea. That is all in feeling the motion and getting that to match the word as best as you can. So there's no right or wrong for the children to be able to hear. But as I said, I never would point that out, that their clap isn't matching the word. That's something they will find on their own with continued exposure and experience. So that's one of the great things that I love about the story. Who knew that such a seemingly simple finger play can have so many great benefits. So enjoy using that one in your classroom.